You're listening to Empire KVCR News. I'm Interim General Manager Alfredo Cruz. On most Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR News contributor Cassie McDuff, and we review some of the biggest stories from around the Inland Empire over the last week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Alfredo.
There's been a lot of discussion nationally about police reform, and that dialogue has come home to roost in Riverside, where the County Board of Supervisors has approved a series of recommended policing reforms. What's happening with that?
You're right. People have been coming to the Board of Supervisors meetings and really pressing them on police reform. However, this was prompted by a letter from the Association of Riverside County Chiefs of Police and Sheriff, which outlined a number of law enforcement rules and policies to prevent deaths like the death of George Floyd at the hands of police in Minneapolis, which prompted all this, of course.
So has there been an incident in Riverside, or is this kind of an overall reaction to what's happening nationally?
I think it's a reaction to what's happening nationally. There hasn't really been an incident in the city of Riverside or Riverside County recently. But what this resolution that was passed by the supervisors would do is it will require police departments to go to an outside agency for any investigation of an officer-involved shooting. In other words, they can't investigate one of their own officers. It would also commit to involving mental health professionals when dealing with someone who has mental problems. The Board of Supervisors also committed to funding systematic improvements in mental health services and deadly force investigations, although they didn't commit to spending a certain amount of money. But both Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco and District Attorney Mike Hestron were at the meeting, and they backed this resolution. The sheriff said he's not saying there's anything broken about Riverside County law enforcement, but this is just a good overall policy working toward better law enforcement. The district attorney did caution that he can't outsource investigations of police use of deadly force. That's something that his agency has to do to make sure there's no criminal liability. However, the sheriff had already taken steps to set up a citizens advisory panel. He's in the process of doing that. But the supervisors did ask their staff to look into an additional oversight panel, something that the public has been asking for.
Is this something that's going to be implemented immediately?
I think it's going to be a little time. They have to confirm this resolution at their next meeting in 2 weeks and then give staff time to come back with that recommendation on an advisory oversight board.
Okay. The Cal State University system, which includes the San Bernardino campus, where I spent a couple of years recently, shout out to my CSUSB family, may be requiring all students to take ethnic studies and social justice. Now, what's happening with this idea?
Well, the Board of Trustees of the CSU system actually voted on Wednesday to require either ethnic studies or social justice courses as part of general education. And that's the first major adjustment to the general education requirement in 40 years. So this is a big deal for the campus. But, you know, it's really kind of a preemptive strike because there's a bill in the state legislature which is making its way toward the governor's desk, which does the same thing. It would require ethnic studies for every student within that system in post-secondary education.
Has this been building up for a while, or is this something that just recently developed?
Well, the CSU Board of Trustees has been looking at it for about 6 years, but I think this quick action on this recommendation was a result of having this legislation coming toward the governor's desk, because the leader of the system, Chancellor Timothy White, formerly of UC Riverside, he feels very strongly that it's better for the system to impose the requirement rather than having the state legislature come in and dictate from the outside what the educational programming should be. And several of the trustees expressed the same concern that it's better for the CSU trustees to dictate what changes are needed in the general education curriculum rather than having the legislature dictate.
Okay. Voters in two Inland Empire cities are being asked to approve sales tax increases on the November ballot. Where is that going on?
Well, last week it was the city of Riverside. The city council voted to place this on the ballot. And this week, the city of Corona city council voted. And in each case, the sales tax would rise by one penny on the dollar. That's a 1% increase. It would bring San Bernardino up to 8.75 cents. We'll see if there's a lot of support for this. Of course, both cities are facing, as just about every city across the nation is facing, revenue shortfalls because of all the business closures from the coronavirus pandemic. San Bernardino is just emerging from bankruptcy, still 3 years down the line. Every year they've had to dip into their reserves to cover just their general budget. And so, you know, one of the concerns that members of the public are expressing is that these measures would not tie the hands of the city councils as to how they spend that money once it comes in, if the sales tax increases pass. However, there's a reason why city councils don't want to specify what the tax would go toward, because that would require a two-thirds vote of the people rather than just a simple majority. So they prefer to keep it as a general tax increase.
Well, hopefully this will help us all come out of this economic downturn that that we're experiencing. Cassie, thank you so much for helping us out again this morning. We wish you the best.
You too, Alfredo. Great talking with you.
Same here. Cassie McDuff is a longtime IE journalist. She helps us out regularly on our Friday morning news wrap, and you can find these segments on our website at kvcrnews.org. This segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, the San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers. I'm Alfredo Cruz.